Good game of cricket. I think whenever there's a game that close, you obviously run through your mind all the different things that you could have done while we were fielding and also while we were batting, and then even in the super over. So it raises a lot of what ifs, but in terms of comparing that game to the other night, obviously we can take a lot more positives out of it. And in terms of a spectacle, a terrific game. Gut feel, really. We thought they were going to go with the Akmals. My personal feelings is they prefer the ball to be fuller rather than shorter. And we thought, I thought Paddy's change ups and his extra pace could cause more troubles. That's one of those what ifs. You win that game, then it's the right bowler. You lose that game, then anyone could have bowled it. Now, I learned a lot of rules tonight about the game. So apparently, if it was a tie, Pakistan won anyway because they'd hit more boundaries in the super over. So I found that out after five balls of fielding. So that was interesting. I'm led to believe that we're not even playing super overs in the World Cup. So I think this is almost the last series. So nice to get one out of the way. It's a busy little period of cricket, isn't it? Birthdays don't mean much to me. It would have been nice to get a win. Yeah, as I said, I'm really pleased that we performed much closer to what I think we are capable of. I think our guys will take a lot of confidence out of it as a team. I think individually we'll take a lot of confidence out of it. But to be so close and then to lose, leaves a lot of questions in your head. Oh, absolutely. I think anyone who plays for Australia, there's expectation. So I don't think those two are any different. Watto's going to be a really important player for us. He's an important player for us. He's a key player for us. He can win us a game with the bat or the ball. And Hoggy's someone who can take wickets for us. And I think, you see successful T20 sides, anyone who can take wickets, particularly through those middle overs, it's just gold. So, like most leg spinners, we're aware that Hoggy can sometimes go for a couple more runs, but the risk versus reward of actually taking a few wickets is one I think worth taking. It doesn't look very good. Same as the other night, I'm still not sure how the rankings work. So Ireland go past us tonight. I'm not sure we've ever played Ireland in a T20. And make of that what you will. If Ireland are a better side than us, then I guess they'll show it in a couple of weeks in Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm really not sure. I think the conditions in Sri Lanka, we'll have to sum up what we see there. In an ideal world, if we're batting well enough, then maybe they can both play and provide a little bit of... I certainly like having Hoggy in the team because, as I said, he does give you those wicket-taking options. I like having X in the team because I think he's particularly accurate and he can probably generate your wickets in that regard as well. So I think they both have a role to play, but the reality is they may be fighting over one spot. So it's certainly still up for grabs, as are, I guess, most positions.